Now, something very exciting is happening in Belfast tonight, and in fact over the next couple of nights. Directory 15, I don't know if you've heard of it, you must have seen it in the papers, but if you haven't, I have the organisers with me, Anula Meenan and Paul Stafford, popping in to tell us all about it. So Directory 15, Paul, what's the score with it? What is the idea behind it?
Yeah, I mean, Directory 15 started off like a lot of things in my head. It started off in the salon, probably to a degree, listening to what people are lacking or maybe not getting from other incredibly successful events. And I think Nuala and I probably were talking about it long before she came up with the idea of putting it together, because it's something that we've been around fashion in Belfast for 30 years. And we've seen things that have grown incredibly successfully. But I think this is more of an extension to some of the great events that are already out there, but specifically in the demographic of the age group, which is 25 to 65, 75, 85, 95. Mm-hmm. So basically it's a showcase for women to come along, get some information, some advice on hair, makeup, fashion, get consultations, maybe just listen to what the professionals think about, hair, their feelings on it or makeup. And they might walk away with something that gives them a little bit of food for thought. So.
Yeah. Nuala, what do you think is different from this particular fashion style event, the others? What's the big difference?
We are really, really well facilitated for some incredible fashion events across Northern Ireland and Belfast, and have been for a long time. I personally, and I attend a lot of them, noticed, particularly as I got older, that there was a marked change within some of the audience, and that I felt maybe and feel that necessarily, and I'm 50 next year, that women in my age group aren't necessarily facilitated for, and that in many ways that if you are over 40, you're put into very boring camel coats, low heels in case you fall, and because you're too old and decrepit, things happen differently with your hair and makeup, and you're kind of put on a waste pile. Mm. And I really am not that sort of woman. And most women that I know in my personal life and work life aren't those women either. Mm-hmm. So I feel and have felt for some time that, the demographics in Northern Ireland's women have changed, and style is something that is beyond fashion. And there are an incredible number of women in Northern Ireland who aren't celebrated, and that we really wanted to highlight these unsung style heroes. And there's thousands of women in Northern Ireland who are doing something pretty incredible, and we wanted to have a forum to celebrate that.
And isn't it amazing though, Paul, that hasn't been done before, really? And it hasn't really.
No, I think the first thing really is we wanted to really get out there and just say, look, there's some incredible women out there who people see on the street all the time. They see them walking up Great Victoria Street or around Victoria Square, and they look amazing. Now, where do these people live? Where do they come from? Where do they get their inspiration? Where do they buy their clothes? Where do they get their hair done? We see them all the time. I could name 30 or 40 of them. Mm-hmm. Don't know them by name. I couldn't name them, actually. But I know them.
Yes.
So Style Icons was where we actually took 10 women, and we photographed them and just got to the core of where they get their inspiration from. And it was incredible listening to those women. And of course, you were one of them. So you know what it was like. I mean, that was the start of something very special. But there are, as Nuala says, loads of women out there like that. And for me, it was more a case of, let's get away from what London Fashion Week is telling us is very fashionable, and more to what retains style. And where these people get their inspiration, and why there may be these people, these women, they're not necessarily that interested in what's happening in London Fashion Week, because they've got their own identity going on all the time. Mm-hmm. And they're very important and very special people. But it's not as superficial as that either. There's actually more to this. There's some great stories in this. And for every woman who comes along and wants to know when's the right time to go grey, or when's the right time to have your hair cut, there will be a woman who's sitting there and saying, well, in actual fact, I buy all my clothes online, or I buy my clothes from secondhand shops, and we're all about that as well.
So. And is that the idea behind it, where people can actually go along and ask questions? I mean, are people open enough to do that?
Certainly, last year they were. Yeah, I mean, the last year, I had a woman who said, my husband has never seen my regrowth. Mm. And I said, well, I said, well, that's good. Maybe he doesn't need to. And she says, no, but actually, you know, my hairdresser wants me to go grey, but I don't think I. So
that's an interesting one. That
was a good one. So there's lots of great things like that. I mean, from a hairdressing point of view, I get this every day, of course. Mm-hmm. But actually, it's nearly secretive, you know, that people tell you these things. So actually, when you get a group of women, of maybe 150 women together, and they're saying it openly, it's an amazing, it makes it for an amazing experience. And
it empowers other people to do it too, doesn't it? That's the whole thing.
Well, we introduced models last year who were incredible looking women. I mean, incredible women who had grey hair and great haircuts. And I would say when we did the pictures afterwards, the women that most of the women in the audience gravitated towards were the women who let their hair grow naturally curly. Mm-hmm. The women who went grey, or who allowed their grey hair to be used as part of their look. So, and then there was another woman there last year who was in her 70s, and she looked incredibly glamorous, you know, very stylish, wonderfully coiffured, looked 20 years younger than her real age, and she wouldn't tell us what her real age were, but some people kind of got it out of her. But, you know, there's a lot of this that kind of, you know, it's about embracing yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as a hairdresser, and I'm now getting close to 50 as well, I've seen so many changes, but there are a lot of women out there who are now embracing their look. They're not, you can't define their age. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't say, well, that woman is obviously 55.
Yeah.
You won't know.
Mm-hmm. It is an interesting bunch of women. I've been looking at it through the paper there. How did you manage to pick? I mean, because it must have been, I mean, there, as you said, there are loads of fascinating women in this country.
Yeah.
It must have been difficult for you guys to narrow it down to 10 women.
It was almost a long process, Carolyn, over many, many months, because as I said, and Paul, I know, agrees with me, there are hundreds of women who we personally know who, you know, have a real standout sense of style. There were too many, and there were too many to you know, do what we were trying to achieve. So we eventually, through months of conversations and processes with a number of other people on the Directory 15 style team, said, you know, well, we're looking for something that is really the essence of standout style of that woman inside and out. So it's equal parts of who that woman is inside, what she does as a career, what she supports, what she thinks, what she breathes, as well as how that manifests on her physicality. And we came up eventually with 10 women who Directory 15 believe are some of the women who best represent what we are all about and what we're trying to achieve.
Yeah.
And they're incredible women, Carolyn.
And just to say, just Jackie Barclay's there. I mean, we all know Jack. There's some people there that you will know, but there's other people there that you wouldn't know. And then, do you know what I mean? Like, there's people I'm looking at going, I never knew that girl. There's a DJ there I've never met before. I thought I knew all the DJs.
DJ Venus?
Yeah.
She's as quirky as anything. She's a fabulous DJ, Carolyn. Mm-hmm. If you get a chance, she's on loads of gigs around Belfast. I've been to one at the Floating Speakeasy, and she is just a fantastic 1920s gypsy kind of jazz gig, and she's quite incredible, but, you know, as interesting in her talents as she is physically, and to talk to, she's an amazing person, an amazing woman.
Yeah. Well, I hope to talk to her tonight, because tonight is the night, Paul, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, tonight is my style secrets, or salon secrets night. And what I wanted to do was, I don't want to give too much away, but the idea is to break down the barriers between what people can achieve at home and what's achieved in the salon. Right, that's so there's a lot of tricks and little techniques and things that we use in the salon that actually are very easy to give away.
Mm-hmm.
We don't give them away too readily, because we have to make a living from this as well.
Yes,
so,
of course.
But, you know, tonight's all about that. And I know that there are people want to know, you know, little quick fix things. There's also trend reports. So I'll talk a little bit about what's fashionable, what you've just seen Marc Jacobs do and Tom Ford do. And we'll talk and how relevant that is to the women, because it is relevant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's there to be used.
Yeah.
But the main thing I'm going to talk about is actually what is great for the women in the audience, what products they need to use, how to do their hair, how to make their hair look younger, more youthful, if that's what they want, or just to embrace the colours and the cuts and the curls that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give them consultations. But I also want to show some real people. And show how we do their hair and what makes their hair look as good as it does, because not every woman who is going to be on stage tonight has the perfect hair. Mm. And guess what? Nobody has perfect hair.
Yeah.
So my job is to actually show the audience how to create that perfect hair look as simply as possible.
Right, so you're inviting people along. How do they get tickets for that? Do they just pay at the door? Or?
So tonight, so we're starting off with the pretty incredible Paul Stafford at the Ivory. We're also having guest boutique Harrison from Lisburn Road. As Paul said, it's going to be tips, it's going to be funky, and it's going to be fun. Tickets can be bought at the event. And I'd urge you to please come along. Second night is tomorrow. We're at Riddle Hall, and we're going to have a bit of cosmopolitan chic with Evelyn Brandt and Makeup to the Stars, Judy Wong, who's travelling all the way up from Dublin. She's pretty cool.
And she's going to give tips as well.
She's going to give tips and just going back to what we were talking about, you know, women wanting to talk about these things. As you get a little bit older, you definitely lose your confidence, no matter how assertive that you are. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to tell anybody. But in a forum like Directory 15, you can say, I'm having this problem, or, you know, what if, you know, I'm still wearing the same makeup I wore at 20. Mm-hmm. I now look like, you know, I'm, you know, in whatever age it is.
Yes.
Give me some help. Yeah. So it's hands-on bespoke
workshop.
And is
that a fashion show as well?
That's going to be, we call them tonight and tomorrow night. So tonight with Paul Stafford and tomorrow with Evelyn Brandt and Judy, are their workshops, their hands-on experience. So rather than a show, you know, we're going to urge that the audience tell us what your style tips, your makeup tips are, and hair problems are, and we'll give you some advice that you can take home.
Okay.
We're having an incredible celebration of style heroes on our final night, again at Riddle Hall. And that's going to be with the incredible designer Una Rodden, milliner Grainne Maher, our super stylist Jamie Russell and Cindy McKendry. Mm-hmm. We've been running a competition for the last month, Carolyn, looking for Northern Ireland to tell us who their style heroes are. So we've 11 finalists.
Right, okay.
We're going to announce 4 winners. That's going to be, we're really, really looking forward. There's a lot of excitement about that.
Do you know what we'll do? We'll direct people to the website so they can have a look at it and see what suits them.
Yeah.
They can go along to either of those.
You'll get us on Facebook at Directory Style Events, and there are tickets available at the door at the Ivory and available at Riddle Hall tomorrow and on Friday night. Shows 7 p.m. start time, and the shows start at 7:30 on all evenings.
Right, it's going to be great. It's going to be good fun and a lot of fantastic women. So what's not to love? What's not to love? Paul, lovely to talk to you.
Thank you, Karen.
You're doing my hair after the show?
Yeah, you've straight away.
I can't wait. Okay, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to getting into
great
that dress.
Great to see you,
well.
Carolyn.
Lovely to see you, Nuala. See you tonight. And
see you
luck.
Later.
Our best. You.